Now, from the Malacha of Zorah, we learn a very important concept that's relevant to all of Torah. When you winnow, you are technically throwing up the kernels, and the wind comes and blows away the husk, right? So that's called Koach Acher Me'uravbo. There's another force involved. I didn't do it. There's another force. There's the wind that's doing it. I threw it into the wind, but the wind's doing it. So from there, we learn a very important concept. From there, we learn that if I push a button or I turn on a switch, so you'll say, what do you want from me? The current ran through it. I just turned the switch so the current would run. So that's true. That's called Koach Acher Me'uravbo. There's another force involved. You'll say, I pushed the button and now the gate opened. I pushed the button and the light turned on. I turned the switch in the car and the ignition went on. I don't know anything from the motor. I just turned the button here, right? I turned on the car. Today they push the car on, right? I saw that. They have these push button cars, right? You don't turn a thing in the... No longer you turn a key. You push a button, right? So the car turned on. What did I do? I pushed the button here. So the motor turned on and the cylinders and there's a fire there. What does that have to do with me? Doesn't work that way. Because there's a constant force here, right? There's the electricity that's running. When you push the button, the current runs. So that's the equivalent of you standing where there's going to be a wind and throwing the kernels into the wind. So from this milacha of winnowing, from this malacha of throwing the kernels into the wind, I derive a concept that's relevant to all of Torah today. That when I know there's a force waiting there, I lifted the receiver off the phone. Now there's a dial tone. So you'll say, what did I do? I just lifted it. It's the current that's running through here that came when I lifted the receiver. No, you knew there was a current there. So that force was waiting for you to facilitate its coming into existence. And from there we have leniencies and stringencies. The great leniency is, I can eat machine-made matzahs. But you just pushed the button, what did you do? Yeah, I pushed the button, that's a big deal. I pushed the button, just like on Shabbos, when I push the button and I know there's a force that's going to come in, that's considered my doing it. I did it in conjunction with another force, but it was a predictable force, so that's called my task. So by the same token, I can make machine-made matzahs. Yes?
Wouldn't this fall under Super Eshe, on Shabbos anyway?
That's a great question. I'm purposely not saying that. No, because if it's a Psik Reshe, then you run into the question of if it's Lo Nichale, is it Doraisa or Drabonan? And by what I'm saying, I'm leaving it on the Doraisa level. And if it's not on the Doraisa level, then how could you eat machine-made matzahs? Now this opens a Pandora's box in Halacha, but it's very important. This is why texting on Shabbos, typing on Shabbos, using a computer on Shabbos, using electronic doors on Shabbos, using an elevator on Shabbos. That's why all these things are problematic. The big question, which we've yet to discuss, is can I walk where there's an electronic camera? So where there's an electronic eye, I have a problem. If I walk through an elevator door, and because I walked, the door is going to open, or I walked into a store or into a hotel and the door is going to open, you can't say, well, what did I do? No, you knew that force was there waiting to happen, assuming you knew it. I'm just saying that's... So that's the idea we learn from Zoreh, that when there's Koach Acher Me'uravbo, the fact that there's another force, but if it's a predictable force, that can still be biblical. Yes, guys? Mm-hmm. Yes?
We ask